If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? You, if you are watching this, are the first round selection of the 49ers draft class of 2026, even though they didn't have one technically. But so excited to be with you guys. And as always, excited to be with my man, the best of the best, the Wayne Breezy. How we doing, man?
John Chapman! What's going on, baby? We are here after draft coverage talking about the 8 selections in the 2026 NFL draft, and a draft where I feel like John Lynch was moving, wheeling, and dealing, baby.
Dude, I'm like adjusting my notes. So I have this thing of notes, which is 34 pages long from just the offseason shows that we do and whatever else. I'm a bullet point type guy. But at the very top, I put, you know, the free agents they've signed, the draft picks they signed, and all that stuff. Just like basic information so I can reference it and whatever. And then I'm going through like each pick and I'm like, okay, Deshaun Stribling traded back twice. Romello Hite traded back once. Kalen Black, yeah, you got the pick from the Deshaun Stribling first trade back. And then you got Duggar and a sixth, 20. Like, it's just like a web of mumbo jumble. Because there's no like clear cut. Oh, you only took one player with your designed pick, Carver Willis. You had one pick out of 8 that wasn't finessed, finagled, compensation, whatever. Literally one of your standard 7 picks that each team is allotted every year. You made one of those. That was Carver Willis. So I don't know. That's I love the connections, and it's always fun to get into because let's just say, okay, and I think about this all the time. You look at Solomon Thomas, didn't work out. That pick didn't work out. But you got Fred Warner out of that trade back.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, not that it makes it better. Well, it does make it better. But not that it justifies what all took place there. But it's like, man, Deshaun Stribling, who I actually like, he was a rush crush guy. Like, you got Kalon Black for trading back, and you got Enrique Cruz. So, like, you're getting these extra guys because of the trades. And every draft episode we did, Wayne, everybody said, trade back, trade back, trade back.
We did it.
Five times.
Right. I think it was mainly like trade back in the first round, which we did. We traded with the Dolphins, moved back to pick 30. And then I think our guy got sniped. I think we got sniped. And then John and Kyle was just like, hey, man, let's see if we can trade back, you know, early in the, you know, I like the Jets trade. I wish they didn't trade with the Jets because I wanted more. I'm greedy. So I would have wanted a little bit more. You know what I mean? Because if you would have traded a little bit later in that round, let's say they traded with the Steelers, right? They'd have probably been able to chalk up a third, a fourth, and not had to give up a fourth, right? They might have been able to get a little bit more value because they would have moved a little bit later. And we go by that point system, right? So, but hey, man, to have the first pick in the second round, I thought was genius because that pick was like, hey, man, if you want it, come and get it. You know what I mean? And I think John Lynch probably would have tried to trade out of 33, which lets us know what the main goal was to get more picks in this draft from there 6 to 8. Yeah.
I like it. So today's episode, which, man, kind of buried the lead here a little bit. We're going through the entire rookie draft class and doing a best case, worst case scenario for them in their position group for the Niners this season, talking about rookie impact. So we're going to detail each positional room that the 8 guys were drafted in, where we see them shaking out early, best case and worst case, and how much they're going to contribute. Do have to say thank you to all the hashtag CCs and BBs. What's up, RTP? Faithful, we got my man Kimbro, dude. Love you, brother. Hope all is well, man. Doc, you guys are awesome. Right here, I want to pass this one on to you. What do you feel was the best surprise pick in our draft? What would you put on that?
Oh, man. Best surprise pick, meaning like, oh, my gosh, we got that guy surprise, or...
Sure.
Okay.
However,
it was Grayson Halton for me.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't expect that type of a defensive player to be lurking around in the fourth round. And the cool thing is, this is why I got to give, you know, the 49ers scouts, John Lynch, and those guys their credit, because they were watching talent just be pushed down and to them. So with that 107 pick, man, I feel like this could literally be like the steal of the draft. You got an explosive, quick first step, high motor, defensive interior pass rusher, a guy that lives in the backfield, which is great because now the quarterbacks can't step up in the pocket. So now they got to go to the side. So all we got to do is from the side is grab the quarterback and bring him down, slam him and suplex him down to the ground, right? Legally, like, you know, within the rules of football, right? So that's a great pick, and I expect to see him on the football field. I expect a lot of third and longs this year.
Man, that would be nice. And back-to-back years, you got a defensive tackle in the fourth round that fell. CJ West last year, Grayson Halton this year. Like, man, value, like back-to-back value in the fourth round. And, you know, the 49ers don't really draft for value. That's not important to them versus consensus. But you did get a couple, and so that one's huge. Shout-out to Shannon Johns. Appreciate you. Yacek, will Carver Willis play one snap at center this upcoming season? Wayne shaking his head no.
No, I don't think so. I mean, you're hoping he comes in and can play some guard if need be, but I don't think he's coming in to be a starter. I think the 49ers offensive line is solidified, bearing injury, and I think, you know, I think he has to beat out a guy like Connor Colby and whoever else. Like, he's got to beat these guys out. They're going to kick him into guard. He already said he wanted to play guard. He was willing to play guard, so we'll see what happens. But as far as center for Carver Willis, nah, but I can tell you right now, one of my top 10 centers was the undrafted guy we picked up from Missouri. So I'm excited to see if he bumps up, you know, once he hits camp, rookie mini camp and all that type of stuff. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's quite interesting whenever you look at just like they said, you know, Carver Willis could play all the spots and whatever else, five positional.
He
they
took
say
some
that
center
lot.
Snaps. I was at the Senior Bowl. He took center snaps, but he didn't take like the real live center snaps. He just took snaps out of the center as guys was doing their one-on-one drills. So technically he took the center snaps. Now, I don't know if he plays center throughout his collegiate career, but I mean, he's a tackle. Didn't. And he's probably going to get pushed in to play guard, which is weird because they went all athletic guys, speed, athletic, good 40, good 10-yard splits, and then you get him. He's slow, 1.84 split, and I'm just like, what the? So I'm not going to lie. At 127, I was scratching my head. I'm not going
to
lie.
Man, can I just shout out to you because 7 out of 8 of the players they drafted were Senior Bowl guys. Like, and we've said this how many years in a row, Wayne? They love the Senior Bowl. They love it. And so you got to see these guys.
I think 6 out of the 8 players they drafted were Senior Bowl guys.
Was it 6 out of 8? Was I wrong? Oh, I know one did the East-West Shrine
Bowl. Yeah, so Jugger was the East-West Shrine, and then I think it was 6 out of the 8 they drafted. And then they got 2 more Senior Bowl guys and the undrafted guys and Jalen Stroman and Bryson Eason.
Man, I like Stroman, but he's kind of more what they got. What's up, Jax? Hope all's well. I know you're recovering. Just want to say we're thinking about you. You are the best of the best. Oh, dude, I forgot. I have to do a giveaway. We do a predict the pick where everybody gets 5 guesses. Nobody got more than one. Nobody got more than one. 8 people tied with 1, and it was all Romello height. Nobody else was able to guess any other player. And so the earliest submission wins. That's kind of the way it works. So shout out to Javier Luengas.
Hey.
I hope I said that right. You get your own 49ers Rush hat, which I'm going to send you your way. I'll email you and we'll get all the stuff set up. But anyway, congrats. If you want your own 49ers Rush hat, the link is in the description of my audio, podcast, video, whatever that is there. But yeah, congratulations. And thank you to Ben for helping filter through all those submissions and get all that set up. Man, we got so many cool people in this chat. Look at this. Miss PG Brown. Look at this. That makes me happy. We got Yatsik, Boats. What's up, Boats? Freaking love it, man. And we got a super chat. Let's get this going. Kimbrough, the man, the myth, the legend, one of the best there ever was. Shout out to Yatsik and the community. Appreciate the faithful, dude. We appreciate you, man. And sure. just want to let you know we're with you, man, and kind of what's going on there. And just want to let you know we're here if you want to talk. So please reach out, 49ersRushPodcast@gmail.com. Always, always open. Let's dive into it, Wayne. Let's talk rookie impact, best and worst case scenario for each one of these cats. Deshaun Stribling, tape's fun. Now you look at that wide receiver room, it is crowded, okay? Mike Evans, Ricky Pearsall, Christian Kirk, DeMarcus Robinson, Jordan Watkins, Deshaun Stribling. Then you can kind of look up Jacob Cowing. You got Bergen, Malik Turner. Added Will Pauling and Wesley Grimes. Like, you've got these rookie additions. What is it that you see role-wise for Deshaun Stribling? Yes. Where does he fit in this crowded room this year?
I mean, the room is crowded, but he still has a fit, right? As you're looking, like, if you, I think the key to the wide receiving room is health. And so rotation is going to be heavy. Personnel is going to be big. And I think Kyle has options now. And so when they drafted Deshaun Stribling, you got a 6'2" wide receiver with a 4.36 speed, right? And so is he going to be able to push the ball down the field vertically? Yes. That's not like, I mean, speed is not even his greatest trait. I mean, this dude just finds ways to create separation. I don't think he's the best route runner. No. I don't think he can run the full route tree, but I do know he can create separation, and creating separation in Kyle Shanahan's system is a big, big, big plus. And the fact that he's probably, you know, the best blocking wide receiver in the NFL, this enables and helps your run game. So the better he does those little intangible things, the more he'll see the field. But as far as a wide receiver, he's going to get his options. He's going to get opportunities to get out there on the football field. He's going to have to catch the ball, and he's going to have to make something with the ball in his hand. The difference between him and a guy like, you know, Denzel Boston is the ability to create yards after the catch. And I think this is a guy who can high point a ball. He can Randy Moss a cat, but if you get him the ball in space, he can also force missed tackles. And I think that's something that we don't talk about a lot. Kyle Shanahan, if you look at the offensive weapons that he drafted this year, the missed tackles forced are through the mother freaking roof, whether it's Deshaun Stribling or Kalon Black. Those guys don't get tackled on contact. They get yards after contact. So those missed tackles are huge, and I think that's why he's going to be able to see the football field. I think he sees the football field probably more than Jacob Cowing and Jordan Watkins because his game, his skill set is different. People are like, oh, we drafted Jordan Watkins from Ole Miss. They're two different types of receivers. Two different types of receivers. I think Watkins and freaking Cowing will probably be competing for a spot now that I think about it. And we didn't even talk about the vets. The room is crowded, but there will be room for their second round pick.
Dude, I love that. Look at this, Jax. Unbelievable. The two best to do it. Unbelievable. Yeah, the human beings that I've been able to get to meet because of you, Wayne.
Thank you, Jax, for the super chat. Yeah.
You know, going to these like rush road trips and stuff. And like the first question always is, Wayne here? Is Wayne here? Every single
and
time.
I promise, guys, I am definitely, your boy is going through some stuff. And I'm really trying to figure out how to be more active in the community with the Rush community because it's the greatest football community. It's better than the 49ers community. Okay. The Rush community is better than the 49ers. The cool thing is our common love and passion is the 49ers, but the community, there's nothing like it. The camaraderie, the brotherhood, the sisterhood, the all of the hood. It's just there. You go to one of those events, there's nothing like it. You're safe. You feel safe. You feel welcomed. So I'm definitely doing my due diligence to be at some of these games, especially on the East Coast this year.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going down under. The 49ers and Rams play in Australia to open up the 2026 season, and we got you covered. We are now taking deposits in a partnership with X Hospitality and True Fan Travel. All you have to do is go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com, and you can sign up right there and get your deposit in. It's $499 deposit, but here's the kicker. Fully refundable all the way until the end of May, which that's going to give you several weeks after the official announce of the schedule. But we're trying to build this out and make sure that we have spots for everybody that is serious about going. So, however, if we fill up our spots and you didn't get your deposit in, then I hate to say it, probably not going to be able to travel with us. We're covering direct flights from San Francisco all the way to Melbourne. We've got 4-star hotels. We're all going to be staying together. I can't announce that until the NFL announces. They've got a lot of red tape on that. Game tickets, which it's going to be very difficult to get game tickets for this international game. It's the first game ever in Australia. We got you. We got transportation to and from the game. We have all-inclusive tailgate before the game. We have a rally the day before the game with a former player. We'll announce that later. We're going to the wildlife refuge. We've got wine tasting and dinners covered. We've got you. So go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Go ahead and check it out. Make sure you like it. And again, if you're one of those people that's like, I'm not coming from San Francisco, we have non-flight options. So if you just want to meet us there, that is there as well. If you want to stay longer than the 7 days that we're going, you do the non-flight option, fly out on your own. You join us for the week of the game. We have everything covered. Everybody is welcome to come, all ages included. So go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com, get your deposit in now, and make sure you save your spot for this legendary event, 49ers Rush Road Trip. And if you have any questions, just go to the site, fill out the contact list with, hey, can I do this? It's on the site. They will get your questions answered. And if they don't, email me. 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. I will get you your answers. Do not miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime event. The regular season is wrapped, and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than PrizePicks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick. During any of the 2026 NBA playoffs, live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA.
I absolutely love that first firing up of the grill on a warm summer evening. Do you or someone else in your home take grilling as seriously as I do? The Burger Perfection Pack is an incredible deal for just $99.99. This exclusive package includes 20 of Omaha Steaks' mouthwatering steak burgers. That's four of each of their finest burgers. Pure ground filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. Only available at omahasteaks.com. Impress your next dinner party or family cookout with exclusive products not available at grocery stores. All backed by Omaha Steaks' 100% money-back guarantee. Get ready for grilling season with the mouth-watering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack, plus 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers for just $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com, and as a bonus, use promo code YUM to get $35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code YUM. Terms apply. See site for details.
Yeah, look at that. Due diligence. You can tell we listened to freaking John Lynch talk.
John Lynch. I hate it. Get the freaking words out of my mouth.
Yeah, I'm balls. Over here talking about dinner, and I'm like, well, the versatility.
See, what you could do with this salmon is you could do it this way, and it could go this way, depending on what you pair it with. Like, you know what I'm saying? You pair it with asparagus, it hits this way. You pair it with some broccoli, it hits differently. Add a little sauce.
Five position versatility.
On some salmon, right?
Dude, I appreciate you, Wayne. You're the absolute best. Thank you, Jax, and just the community.
Thank you, Jax.
Y'all come to any road games, 40hoursrushroadtrip.com. Go check it out. We got Australia packages up on there now. So, all right, let me ask you a couple more questions. I want to spend more time on Stribling than we do the other guys. Does he first get snaps in the slot, or is he just going to be the backup behind Mike Evans in the X? Where do you think they put Stribling first? This is like, I really wish somebody would ask that question in a presser, because that's my number one question. Like, is he going to be slot first and then work to X, or he's going to be just backup X? Like, where do you put him?
He's going to be slot first. They're going to get him in the mix. Mike Evans is your X. That's your X. That's the guy you're paying to be the X. That's the guy that's going to be the X. Now, can he play the X? Yes, but he's not your true number one or X wide receiver. Not right now. So he's probably wide receiver 4 on the docket, right? Like, I would bump him up to 4. Some people might say he's wide receiver 5. I get it, because you're also paying Christian Kirk. I'm banking on the fact that Christian Kirk is going to be available. A 1-year contract, right? I think he's going to be available. I think he's going to step up, show out. But that veteran, the room is full of veterans, and I love it. And they're going to help get these young guys, these young pups, good to go in Kyle Shanahan's system.
I like that. I like that a lot. Right here from Jake. Man, appreciate you, brother. Sup, fellas? Hope Jake. You guys are doing great. Had to join the Patreon, John, and I'm loving the Romello Height breakdown. Look forward to seeing more. Yeah, we've got Deshaun Stribling tape breakdown up. We've got Romello Height Stribling tape up. Just finished Kalon Black this morning. Once this is over, I got to go pick the kid up from school. I had to take away his car. He was being whatever. He gets it back soon. But Grayson Halton is up on the deck. Before Friday, I'll have at least one tape up on every single player, and then we'll double back next week. I'm finally taking days off this weekend. I never take days off. I'm taking days off this weekend.
Absolutely. You got to refresh.
I'm tired, Wayne. I'm tired.
I know.
I'm tired.
They know,
man.
Too, but I know.
Yeah. Okay. One more question on Deshaun Stribling. Over under 600 yards receiving rookie year.
Depends. I'm going to start with the under.
Me too.
But it depends. I mean, like I said, the room is stacked, and he will get opportunities, and bearing injuries, he'll get a shot. So there's a possibility he could be over that number. But I start with the under, and that's okay. I'm cool with that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Shout out to Oscar. Says he'll be in the slot. Look for 3 to 4 player bunches. Yeah, dude, I want back shoulder fade. If there's one thing I want to see a lot of this
red
season,
zone packages, man.
I want the back shoulder fades to Mike Evans, Deshaun Stribling. Like, that's
on both
been
corners.
A part.
Can you imagine that? Like, that's what you got, right? Like, those are your back zone fade guys. So that just creates mismatches out the wazoo. And that's what you need. And Brock has been willing and wanting to throw that damn back shoulder fade. Unfortunately, Juwan Jennings was probably Brandon Ayuk at the time was probably the best back shoulder fade guy we had. He just found ways to get open in the end zone. He's gone. So now it comes down to these two guys. Like, they're gonna have to step up, and until you get George Kittle back, who can create separation in the middle of the end zone. So, like, red zone targets. I like that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. All right, let's get to the second pick. Romello Height, pick 70. You traded back once to get him. Now, the defensive end room, it is crowded, but he is kind of a unicorn in that group. Mm-hmm. Nick Bosa, Mikael Williams, Keon White, Sam O, Romello Height. They come bring in Cam Sample, Mikhail Kamara. I like him. Andrew Farmer, William Bradley King. Romello Height's making this 100% guarantee. What is the best case scenario that you see for Romello Height, the speed edge rusher, in the 2026 season?
Again, I think they drafted him due to the ability to use him on third and long situations, change some things up. I mean, I think he's a really good edge. I think he could set the edge, but he's not the strongest in the run game. But that's why he drafted Mikael Williams last year. I think he has potential to be start. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, this kid just has the tools, the twitch, to get off, the speed on the outside, what he needs. He's kind of replacing – he's replacing the Bryce Huff role. So let's just be clear. But I think he's better than Bryce Huff. I'm going to be straight up honest. I think his size, his physical traits, his attributes, that just makes him better. He's taller. He has longer arms. He has a greater wingspan. Like, those things, like, just make him a better prospect coming out of college, because he could just use his physical traits if he can't beat you with speed or power. So, like, I really do like this kid. He was my favorite pick until we drafted Grayson Halton next. Like, because that was the steal. Like, so I love Romello Height. This is the kid I've been, like, aching for, but people kept saying, oh, he's too old. He's too old. And I was like, okay. And I understood it. I understood the contract situation. Then John Lynch did that presser and said, we don't care about age.
Yeah.
I knew that moment we were drafting an older player or two. We
drafted a bunch of them.
Yeah, we did.
One of my favorite things is, like, we have guys on our roster, rookie that we drafted, that are older than Trey Lance. How is that possible? Now, let's do this over under, because last year's draft class, these are the sack leaders from all of the draft last year. James Pierce, 10.5 sacks. That's a weird story. Jalen Walker, 5.5. Nick Scorton, 5. Jalen Carter, or Abdul Carter, 4. Tonka Hemingway, 4. Let's just do it. Let's do 4 sacks over under. Romello Height, rookie year.
I think it's going to be over 4.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that'd be the second most. You know, you look at just last year's draft class.
I think his specialty is sacks. I think the Niners said, we got to get a sack guy. You're talking about a guy that literally had double-digit sacks on a stacked team. So this guy's going to produce. 49ers defensive line is going to be pretty much set. You got your first and second down. You force a third and long situation. You tell this guy, you put him and Grayson Halton in there, and they're both going to peel off. And the cool thing I love about him is he doesn't give up on the play. So even if
effort
is, it's crazy, right? We've seen players, like, literally give up. Oh, I ain't get to him. All right, man, I'm just going to take a break. Now, we just haven't seen it in college. If you watch the film, this dude is, the motor is churning until he actually makes an impact on the football field against the quarterback. That's why I like this kid so much, bro. The impact is going to be crazy year one for the Niners. They got them a sack guy. Last year, they got them a run stopper. This year, they got them a sack guy.
Yeah, I like that. Right here, yeah. Logan says, I'm telling you, his tape screams early contributions to me. Yeah, it's there. Right here. How many rush crush players did the Seahawks draft this year? I don't know the answer to that.
Probably three.
Dude, they every single year. I'm pulling it up now. I want to see what they do. I don't even want to know. Jadarian Price won. Just one. Okay. Just Price. Bud Clark. That was one of yours.
As a rush crush. Yeah, that was a breezy bunch.
I didn't. I liked him.
That was a breezy buster or something like that. Yeah, that was a guy I loved. And I reached
thought of you as soon as they picked him.
I thought they reached for him, but
they reached for Jadarian Price too.
I don't know if they reached for Price because I really thought Price could have went in the first round, and I thought
the Niners could have drafted him.
If he was there, but he wasn't.
He was there at 27.
I didn't think he was going to go at 27, but I knew Seattle needed a running back. So I just said, oh, he's a first round pick because Seattle was going to get a running back. Like, it was just written, you know?
Yeah.
So, but Price, crazy how great Price was, even though he was the backup to Jeremiah Love.
Look at this. Breezy Buster. It does sounds like an AEW wrestler. Dude, I love that, dude.
Was that, what channel did that used to come on? There was a wrestling that used to come on like ESPN before. Like ECW, AEW, I don't know. I remember. I used to watch. That was the real wrestling because that's where I saw real blood and wasn't the fake stuff, man. They were doing it. They were getting it in.
I like this. Wayne's Wonders.
Oscar just is really great with creativity.
Dude, Oscar's the best, man. Such a good dude. We've got nothing but talent in this chat. A lot of first round picks in here. All right, let's get to Kalon Black. By far my least favorite pick, but you got him because of one of the trade backs. So, like, it's a bonus pick that you didn't have. You traded back to Sean Stribling. You got this extra pick. I didn't have him going to the sixth round.
You messed up when you said the word bonus. See?
Yeah.
Yeah, what am I trying to say? Because you said bonus, I like Breezy's Bruisers too. Because you said bonus, that mean that they gambled on this pick. It was a house money pick. And people don't like when I use the word reach. I don't really care. Yeah. They're players that you're going to reach for. We all reach for things in life. Reaching is okay. It's a thing. When you're short, you got to reach.
And he has the smallest arms of anybody in the thing. I'm taller than him with longer arms than this dude.
Which can affect him in the what? The passing game, the receiving game, right? Now, I will say if you go back and watch his film, not at Indiana, this dude was used as a passing, receiving, running back, right? Like, so this dude can catch. I think he had over 214 yards 2023 at his former school. But he can be used, man. I mean, just you might not run him out on crazy wheel routes and stuff, man, but getting the ball, what I love about Kalon Black. Now, I fell in love with him at the Senior Bowl, and I remember at the Senior Bowl, I put out a tweet and said that this kid, now I thought he was going to get drafted. I didn't think the Niners were going to draft a running back, but then I was like, oh, Kyle Shanahan's going to draft the running back in the third round. Duh. And
it's
so, it's what it is, right? You know, and it was either going to be probably Mike Washington or this kid. Now, the thing I love about this kid is his ability to break tackles. He doesn't also turn over the ball. If you want to separate him from Mike Washington, okay, so Mike, you're going to get a bigger back. You're going to get speed, right? The fast speed. But you know what he does? He turns over the ball. You look at Kalon Black, you get 4.4 speed, but he doesn't turn over the ball. And that's key for Kyle Shanahan. But damn, another third round running back. I mean, when has a third round running back, fourth round running, when has a running back work other than Christian McCaffrey here and Raheem Mostert?
Yeah, that I throw Jordan Mason in there, maybe. I mean,
I'll throw Jordan Mason, but he was an undrafted guy.
Yeah, yeah. None of them have worked. Elijah Mitchell, but he kept getting injured.
Elijah Mitchell was going to work. Sixth round pick out of the Raging Cajuns.
Yeah, we got another Raging Cajun this year. I will say this, like, Mike Washington, I didn't like because his vision was so bad. Like, it was not bad. A creative Ronin. Like, Black has better vision, way more consistent.
Do you think that Raheem Mostert had vision? Because I didn't think he had vision. He was just to get to the hole so fast. That's Mike Washington.
Mostert, what made him so unique was, I'm not slowing down.
Right, but that's Mike Washington.
If there's three dudes in the thing, I'm just running.
I'm running them, right.
And that's why he was an undrafted free agent that went to five teams before the 49ers and then finally getting the Shanahan scheme. And it's like, oh, crap, this dude can actually play. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I didn't like Mike Washington, but the traits made it. Like, the thing – my thing with Kalon Black, and I just put up this film breakdown online, like, his strong core is incredible. He has the shortest legs and shortest arms I've ever seen. He's only 5'9".
It's hard to tackle.
He's hard to tackle. His feet are always under him. He's got balance. He's got strength. I don't think he can add any weight. And people are like, oh, could he be a fullback? Dude's 5'9", 210. He might get to 215. But he's a workout warrior already. He's squatting 500 pounds, benching 4. Like, I don't think there's more you can add to him. Pass protection's great. It's just a very high floor, low ceiling pick, but consistency is there. No negative plays. Mm. Like, you can't find a negative play of this guy.
No.
Consistency. Miss Beachy.
And that's what you love about him, right? Like, the question they want to ask, which they will ask us, but we can't answer it because we just not them. The question is, why'd you draft a running back when he's not going to see the football field, especially in the third round? Why didn't you just wait? Why didn't you get to see who fell undrafted? Bring some guys in, which we did bring in an undrafted guy. But I think that
not
was
a running
the
back, did they? I don't think
yes,
they did.
They do have a running back. Yeah.
Did they get one today? I know they signed Sincere McCormick.
Sincere McCormick was a running free agent that they signed. And then on yesterday, just bear with me. Let me get my Scooby Dooby notes out. They signed Bryce Duke out of Utah. And I think those are rookie minicamp guys. My bad. You're right. They didn't sign a running back. It's just
I was kind of shocked by that.
Sincere McCormick is the guy. We brought
in. They've
had
him before. He was with Mike McDaniel down in Miami. Yes, he was with us before. Like yes, guys that they can. So shake out this running back depth chart. Like Christian McCaffrey.
No depth. Come on. What's the depth chart? Come on.
Jordan James. Like where does Black fit?
Oh, he was Black drafted. Black will be two.
You think he's going to be two?
Oh, Black is a better running back than Jordan James.
I don't know. I'm in the minority here.
No, that's cool. The vision is there. The burst is there. The ability to force missed tackles is there. The not turning over the ball is there. And he runs. He went to Indiana, and they run this style of offense. I think that is what kind of sealed the deal. It's a Bobby Turner guy. It's not a Kyle Shanahan. It's a Bobby Turner guy. When Bobby Turner gets his guys, it's a wrap. Right,
it's never good though. It hasn't been good one time. The best guy we've got is whenever he took a year off.
Yeah, that was a.
I like Bobby Turner. He's awesome. He should like. I don't care how fast somebody answers the phone call. I want to know if they're a good running back.
I just think this is a Bobby Turner guy, and we'll see what happens if he's able to be utilized. You got to factor in some other stuff like why those running backs didn't work. You know, in this system specifically, the Ty Davis prices, the Trey Sermons. Those guys, it's got to be other reasons than just their skill set. But their skill set was terrible for this offense.
Yeah. Man, I'm in the minority, I guess. I see it as CMC, Jordan James, Kalen Black.
Yeah.
But everybody else is saying – now, Kalen Black was drafted in the third round, and yeah. Jordan James was drafted in the fifth round. So,
fifth. Yeah.
Yeah, the draft capital is there.
I think it's Kalen Black just because of his ability, what he's able to do, what they watched him do. He only had one 1,000 rushing yard season, but so did Jordan James. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they're both good. I mean, the cool thing about these two running backs, they have that burst. I'm really hoping they try to like convert Garrendo into like some type of wide receiving back or something, the wide back, like kind of like what Deebo Samuel role was. If they can do that, that would be kind of good because he's pretty tall, right? 6'2", if I'm not mistaken.
He's a big dude, yeah. But
his issues is on special teams. That if we're gonna talk about Garrendo, his issues were special teams. He fumbled the ball on special teams. I don't think he had one fumble as a running back, but on special teams, he just didn't get it. And I don't know why they put him there because he was fast, right? But everybody ain't got it. Like
envisions a bit. I just remember him running into his own blockers at kickoff return. You got the whole damn field.
It was terrible, bro. Yeah. So that's why I'm saying maybe, but we watched him when we ran outside zone, he ran it successfully. When the blocking was right, he hit that outside zone. We talk about a guy that literally went down and understood, hey, let me just down this way. I can get a touchdown, get my first touchdown. Nah. So I don't miss on the good stuff that they did. to help us get where we needed to be, but there's some stuff that he still has to work on. And you're talking about a kid that was converted from a wide receiver to play running back. So like that's the learning curve is totally different. Now we're actually drafting running backs.
There we go. There we go. I like it. Let's switch up to Grayson Halton. Everybody's got a favorite pick. We went in the fourth round. You got an additional pick with the height trade back. Here is the defensive tackle depth chart. This one's kind of pretty easy to shake out. Oso Odighizuwa, Alfred Collins, CJ West, Grayson Halton. Then you've got all the Evan Anderson, Sebastian Valtez, two undrafted free agents, James Thompson, Bryson Easton. And James Thompson, they spent the most money on. He got 280 guaranteed. So James Thompson, the UDFA, somebody to watch out for. But like, I think there's four locks at the defensive tackle room, and he's got to back up Osa. Like,
yeah,
this is simple.
Yeah, that same build, same fit, same type of a player, same interior pass rusher. Like, that's what you want, right? Guy that can probably get you 4 or 5 sacks on the season, you know, next to Alfred Collins, right? The key is the rotation, though, and having these guys be able to. And the cool thing is, I like about this position is they don't have to play every snap. So now you put in an Osa, then you slide in a Grayson Halton, and then you know, you just, it's so dope what they're going to be able to do. Hopefully, Chris Kocurek got players that got these good get offs, and because that's the key to his system. Like, the better the get off, the better it works.
He's
the worse the get off
gets there.
Yeah.
So, like, okay, would you put over or under 15 snaps a game in the rotation? He's going to be in the Brava group, and you're going to have, you know, the NASCAR packages that come out. So, over or under 15 snaps a game for Grayson Halton as the backup to Osa?
Over.
Over? I like that. Because they rotate him. He's going to play. So, like, this is a guy that's making the roster. I think CJ West and Alfred Collins swap out as the one tech, kind of over the nose tackle, whatever. And so then you've got Osa and you got Grayson Halton as the second, you know, spot. So Alfred, CJ West, they rotate.
They all fit, Notorious. They fit because it's going to be a line by committee, right? So it's going to be a rush by committee, right? So you got three guys that literally specialize in living in the backfield. Osa, West, and now you got Grayson Halton. These guys live in the backfield. Like, if we did and totaled up their tackles for a loss, we'd be like, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? They live in the backfield. It's not just about sex. Like, literally, it's about generating the pressure and forcing the quarterback to go outside, right? Opposed to stepping up in the pocket. So you got a guy in front of your face, that quarterback is going to be uncomfortable as hell to step up. If he does, he's going to step right up into Halton, West, and what's the other guy? Osa, right? We want him to step outside. We want our edge rushers to have more sacks.
Yeah,
I think that's what we want. So we got to generate the pressure up front.
Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, Tick Pick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. Tick Pick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the Tick Pick app and use code Niners, NINERS, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the Tick Pick app or tickpick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. Yeah, shout out to Daniel Garcia. I love this. D-line overall has potential to be pretty damn good.
Yes, sir.
It really
does.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
Back to being the strength. There was a point last year where 5 of your top 6 defensive ends were out with injury. And 100%. Your starters were Jordan Elliott and Clea Davis, who you let walk. Like, you have upgraded all 4 spots if you look at injuries, trades, whatever else. Like, the defensive line group they have invested in, will it pay dividends? I sure as hell hope so. All right, let's move on to pick 127, the only original pick that they had and used without moving around. Carver Willis was a tackle. They're going to move him inside. Let's look at the guard rotation. Robert Jones, Dominic Pooney, Carver Willis, Brett Toth, Nick Sakel, Drake Nugent, Connor Colby. Where does Carver Willis fit? somebody in this rookie class is getting cut. I know they kept everybody last year. That ain't happening this year. This roster is way too deep. So, like, you're either cutting Connor Colby, Brett Toth, Carver Willis. Like, somebody is getting cut in this guard interior offensive line rotation.
Nick Zakel?
Yeah, okay. He cut him last year, too, right? Okay. That means you're keeping six interior offensive linemen. They only keep three.
They're not just interior, though.
Maybe so, like, four.
So, you got to look at, they drafted him as a tackle. They said he's going to play guard. But he's still a tackle. So technically he could still play tackle, right? So it's the position that they're gonna manipulate, right? This is what narcissists do. They manipulate shit.
So
right?
Okay, well, let's do this. All right. You don't keep more than eight offensive linemen ever on your initial 53. Sometimes nine.
Okay.
Colton McKivitz one, Pooney two, Brindle three, Robert Jones four. Fully guaranteed deal. Trent Williams five. Vidarian Lowe's getting paid six. Brett Toss getting paid seven.
That's seven.
Carver Willis.
You got to keep two more. Like
Connor Colby.
Keep two more.
Austin Pleasance, Enrique Cruz. Like somebody.
So Pleasance is gone. Practice squad guy.
Okay.
Right. I think you keep Colby, right? Because Colby just needed a year.
That's one. In,
right. And I think they keep nine. So I like that you said that. So that was eight. And then I think they keep one of these draft picks.
Carver Willis or Enrique Cruz, not both.
Right. I would go with Enrique because he's got the athleticism.
Even though he was drafted 50 picks later.
And he was your swing tackle. That would be bad for the Niners. But I'm trying to think. Jared Kingston was a sixth round pick. Mm-hmm. They let him go.
You going to cut Carver Willis, a fourth rounder?
No, you can't. You can't. You drafted him in the fourth round.
You can't cut fourth rounders.
Right. You can't.
Nobody cuts fourth rounders.
So if anybody is going to be Enrique. But that's a fifth rounder.
Samuel Womack, I think, was the last fifth rounder they cut.
They cut Samuel Womack?
He was there.
He
Tariq Castro Fields was
Tariq Castro Fields was from Penn State. Good job. He was cut.
It's going to be hard, man. And I like this. Like, this is the way NFL last year, we handpicked the 53-man roster. That was easy.
You got to keep Cruz because Cruz is the athletic freak.
Upside.
The upside is there. So if you're talking about the air
to. You got to cut Connor Colby then.
You could, hey, whatever it takes. He was a seventh round pick. I'm okay with that.
You would prefer to cut Colby and keep Carver Willis.
No. I don't like Carver Willis. You said cut the pick. I'm not cutting the fourth round pick, but I don't think Carver Willis is going to fit. See, if the Niners shouldn't have signed Toth.
Everybody say cut Brindle. They're not cutting Brindle.
We're cutting Brindle because he costs $4.50.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Logan. I don't know what to say. I don't want to cut the pick.
They're not cutting a fourth rounder.
Right. So you're going to go and look at your thing. And you're going to be like, oh, man. Because if you cut Connor Colby, let's play the game. You cut Connor. Who's going to pick him up?
Somebody will. After he played seven games.
I was hoping you would have said nobody. See,
no, he's getting claimed.
Well, that's what makes it hard. Pause.
Yeah, you're losing somebody. Like, you're losing somebody here. You cannot keep 10 offensive linemen on your initial 53. I don't think any team's ever done that. And we're talking about 11, 12. Like, you paid Vidarian Lowe a lot of money. Go ahead.
The rules of the linemen, isn't it different?
Well, that's bumping up from the practice squad. But to get the practice squad, you have to be cut, process game waivers, and then be praised black. But that doesn't – the initial 50 – like
– The 53 is the 53. I got you.
The only way I see this is if Kyle Shanahan injury, goes around with a hammer, your Achilles is out. So
your veterans, your Robert Joneses, but you said he's getting guaranteed. The money is guaranteed.
Robert Jones got paid twice guaranteed in total money than Ben Bartsch did last year. Robert Jones is safe. Yeah.
Cut Toth either because he's getting guaranteed money too.
That's the hard one. And he's can't got cut experience. The guaranteed I like money Toth. Stuff. I like Toth a lot.
Bruh, what's a good problem to have? Somebody's just gonna take our leftovers.
Yeah,
that's why I say giving one of them rookies. It's unfortunate Then why draft the rookie? Like, why draft two linemen?
That's what Kyle always says. We didn't think that he could beat out the guys we had. That's what Kyle says. He says, well, we wanted to take certain positions, but we like the guys on our roster. We didn't think they could beat those guys. And then meanwhile, you've got like the opposite approach of that is the Eagles, Howie Roseman, where he's like, if you're trying to fill out your roster, you've already lost this process. You try to draft starters. And if they don't become starters, then you cut them and you move on. Like, there's different approaches to this. Yeah, this is the thing. The numbers, they finally addressed offensive line like everybody wanted.
They did it. They did it. They did it twice. And they did it hella bent in the offseason and, you know, with veterans, free agents.
Yeah, they signed new guys, tackle and interior guys, and they draft tackle and interior guys. It's going to be a challenge. And, yeah, it's going to be a challenge. Let's get to Ephesians, Prysock. You look at that corner room. Again, another crowded room. Demo, Renardo Green, Upton Stout, Nate Hobbs, Jack Jones, Ephesians, Prysock, Ciaran Neal, Jarrell Luter Jr., Jacob Robinson, Trey Tomlinson, Eli Carter. Where does Ephesians, Prysock fit on this outside corner? Demo, Renardo Green, Ephesians? Is he going to compete with Renardo Green off the jump? Is he ahead of Jack
Hobbs
Jones?
Is your third guy.
Okay, so fourth corner? Is he ahead of Jarrell Luter Jr.?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yeah. And so if you keep four corners, he's your fourth corner.
Oh, you usually keep five. Usually two guys that can play inside, outside. Nate Hobbs can play inside, outside.
Right. So
okay,
he's
Renardo, though. Renardo.
Oh, I'm not moving on from Renardo. He was a second-round pick. So you said Renardo, Demo, Hobbs. That's your third, in my opinion. And then Upton Stout. So that's your corner. So Prysock would be the fifth. Did I not name five? I feel like I didn't.
Yeah, no, you did.
Yeah.
So then you're cutting Jack Jones, Ciaran Neal.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like these numbers games,
see,
guys.
Ciaran Neal is your
Ciaran Neal. Special, I always say it wrong.
Well, no, he's your special teams ace. Oh.
You can keep it six corners. Or six corners, three safeties, maybe.
Well, technically, Demo's a defensive back. I don't know. He's in that own category, so maybe they do keep.
Yeah. Usually keep nine DBs total, which you could do six corners, three safeties. You didn't draft a safety, much to the chagrin of everybody else. So, like, you just keep Mustafa, Siegel, and Jair Brown, and that's kind of, like, that might be it. So you could snag a position with, you know, Ciaran Neal. That could work. So Demo, Renardo Green, Upton Stout, Ephesians. Nate Hobbs, Ciaran Neal. You're cutting Jack Jones, cutting Jarrell Luter.
I don't know. I don't think Jack Jones gets cut.
He's got a lot of experience.
That's a dog.
Yeah, definition.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Right? That's I forgot about JJ.
It's hard, bro. Now, there's going to be injuries. But, like, yeah, there's difficult decisions. And remember, Jerry Gray, new defensive back coach.
Gray, like, that's his name.
I love that dude. Longhorn, baby. Hook him. Anyway.
This is going to be interesting, yo. I'm not cutting a dog. I'm sorry. I'm not cutting a person that I know that could get under the nails and skin of a different team by barking. I'm just not.
All right.
He doesn't get cut.
Let's get to Jaden Duggar then, because good Lord, we thought the other room was crowded. Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw, Nick Martin, Tatum Bethune, Luke Gifford.
Who's the 1 year guys that we signed?
Dre Greenlaw, 1 year. That's it.
Gifford was two.
Gifford
2 years?
2 years. Yeah, and he's a Pro Bowler. But
Garrett Wallow's cut.
You think Garrett Wallow ain't gonna make
Hell
it?
Hell yeah! You just Special drafted Jaden Duggar. Yeah.
Garrett Wallow so good at special teams, but I think I can see that.
You just drafted this. I mean, have you watched this kid play?
I don't like his tape. I don't like it.
What position did you watch him play?
I think he should play edge.
All right. Well, that's why I'm asking you, what position did you watch, though? Did you watch him play?
I watched a little bit of both, yeah.
Okay. I think he has the gift to play. I think
you see it sometimes. You see it sometimes.
I think there's things he has to learn, but the size is there. Because, I mean, look, if we go back and watch Fred Warner's tape, Not saying his tape wasn't better, but coming from a guy that went to BYU, this hybrid guy, it wasn't probably the greatest tape, but the dude just got thrown into the fire, bro, and just said, I'm going to be great. I just feel like from this kid one. Has that
you like the off mentality. The field, the kid, yeah, the character, like, the,
yeah,
the
like,
wingspan is crazy. And you bro, Commodore out there, you know,
bro, just like, isn't it 80 like 84 and a half inches or something like that?
That's it, the half basketball. Inch shorter than LeBron James.
That's ridiculous, bro. And he's 6'2. He doesn't look like a linebacker. So I think if he's used right.
So but you're cutting Garrett Wallow, cutting Jared Graham.
I think you cut Wallow.
Yeah.
Graham gets cut again. It's just unfortunate.
Keep six backers. Usually keep five.
What about Bethune? He's 6'4". Sorry.
Him. I don't. He's your backup.
Does he return from his injury? Is he returning? Or do we not know? Because he's still on the IR.
Yeah, he'll be back.
Okay.
He'll be back.
Okay. I'm just looking for players to stash.
I was so glad they trade D Winners. Happy for
him. That had to happen. It had to happen.
Yeah. But then to pick a linebacker with that pick that you trade, it's just too crowded. So then we took another linebacker. It's like, oh, yeesh, that burns a little salt in the wound.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. All right, cool. Enrique Cruz, we kind of already talked about. The tackle.
He's a swing. He can play both sides. I know we don't do swings anymore.
Project, though. He's a project.
He's a project.
Right now.
No. So... But did you?
Dude,
cut
I love
him?
Vidarian Lowe. I love Vidarian Lowe. I really like Vidarian Lowe. Like, I think, like, I wouldn't want Vidarian Lowe to be my starting left tackle, but like, cool Vidarian Lowe's better than some though. Starting left, right tackles in this NFL, in the NFL. That's just,
I think he beats out Pleasants.
Yeah. Who played great last year? Like, he went bad whenever he stepped in. He looked terrible in camp in the preseason, but then the regular season gets in there and looks all right.
This is your cut guy. This is the guy that's probably going to get cut. He was the last pick for the 49ers. They went, but why draft him? Why not draft a different player? Why, if your offensive line was stacked, that you felt was stacked, why go with another offensive line that you potentially have to release? Why not just get a, why not draft the safety? Why not draft?
They don't care about safety, man.
No, I know. We know
they
now.
They don't care.
We didn't know that until the draft. Now we know.
They've never spent more than a third. They let Huff walk.
But my point is okay, I see what you're saying. My point is I thought, I'll speak for myself, that they were looking for a ball hawk. But I think there's only really one ball hawk in this draft, and he went to Seattle.
Dude, Emmanuel McNeil Warren was on the board once, twice, three times.
Three times.
Said, nope, nope, nope.
And then we traded with Cleveland. They took him with our
they
pick.
Took him. I mean, that's just where it is. So they just don't value that position, man.
Which is so weird to me because you would think John Lynch. But I think because the game has changed.
John Lynch don't make any decisions. I'm sorry.
Make any decisions.
He has no responsibilities when it comes to the draft besides making the phone call. John, we're going to let you call him and say hi. And he's such a nice guy. And he's a great dude. But, like, it goes coaches – then scouts, then Jed York, so he could get his tweets out, and then John Lynch. Like, that is the draft process.
All right, so let's see what corners went. There's a question in there. So we drafted at 179. We could have drafted another defensive interior guy. We could have went Zane Durant, but they want to know what corners were on the – I'm trying to see what corners went.
There were a lot of corners. Like Malik Muhammad, my favorite player, they had a chance to get him multiple times, just not interested.
No. Nope.
And they met with him too.
If they could have just drafted a damn center, that would have made sense.
They haven't drafted a center in 13 seasons.
But no.
14 now. 14.
No. Drafts. Why would they draft a center? Why?
Yeah. They do like Brett Toth. I like Brett Toth.
Yeah.
I like Brett Toth.
And you're hoping he beats out Brendo. We're hoping. I'm hoping. I'll speak for myself. I don't like to speak for everybody else. Dude, I'm looking at the corners that went, and I don't see any other corners after that. Well, Michael Dant, that can't be the first corner that went to Seattle at 259. I must be looking at something wrong.
Corners went early or they don't go?
They
man.
Went really early. That's a, oh, no. TJ Hall went to the Saints at 219 from Iowa. That's crazy. He might have been the first corner off the board. I thought, and see if they were going tackle, I thought they were going to draft like Alex Harkey. He went to the Chargers.
I liked him so much.
They brought him in 14 times.
Yeah, I liked him a lot. He was cool. He was rush crush.
Yeah, guys. That the first corner that went after that our pick was TJ Hall from Iowa.
Dude, the funny thing is after Stripling, only three wide receivers are drafted in the entire second round.
I don't want to have that conversation. I'm not gonna have that conversation.
I love it when Wade gets like,
I like Stripling, man. I like him.
I do too. He's a rush.
I don't know. The crazy thing is I tweeted that he was going to be our second round draft pick like a week ago. And I just didn't know it was going to be at 33. My thing is I thought we were going edge, then wide receiver. Same. So I was cool at taking him at 58.
Malachi Lawrence went to the Cowboys. They traded up and got him.
That changed stuff up. And then Casey Conception went to the Browns. And then Omar Cooper goes to the Jets. And then I think Kyle was like, damn. I think Kyle was more upset that his guy went, whoever that was, went.
Malachi Lawrence. I think they liked him a lot. And they said, you know, we were fine. There were a handful of guys we were fine staying at 27 and taking.
Whether I'm glad Casey they didn't Concepcion trade up to get him,
or Malachi. Yeah, oh, God.
I would have been pissed. Don't do that. You want to talk about mad? I'd have been pissed.
Yeah.
So we'll see about this Cruz guy. I can tell you right now, he's athletic. He can move, and we need to run the ball. So, and he can protect the quarterback. How many sacks did Cruz give up last in his collegiate career?
Not a lot. And you talk about, you know, that connection at that school. You know, it's Jay there. Pooney. The Niners are big on that.
Pooney. Yeah. Dominic Pooney. Yeah.
So I got to go pick the kid up. Wayne, yes, I just want to say you made my draft experience better, especially with the Senior Bowl coverage and just like you made the community better and more informed. And I love the passion that you bring and the knowledge and the tape and all those things. So, man, I just want to say hat tip to you, my friend, because definitely challenged me on a lot of things that I see. And I think that that's very, very healthy. And, yeah, I like the Stripling pick as well. I really,
love
really
the pick was the 33. There's just so much.
How many times did you want them to trade back? Do they got to trade back three times to justify? They trade back twice.
Bro, I was trying to get as many top 100 picks we could get. Bro, yeah. I was being a hoarder. I ain't going to lie. I wanted like four picks in the top 100. So they could have
got so many more running backs.
Yep. We would have drafted Mike Washington, Emmett Johnson, and Kalen Black.
All right, man. Wayne, take us out. I got to go pick up this child.
Faithful, the draft is over. The undrafted free agents are there. Rookie minicamp is underway. Stay right here locked in on the Rush Podcast with your boy John Chapman. And on Tuesdays, Wayne Breezy. Love y'all. Keep it faithful to the Bay.